You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Okay, there's a little bit of a pre-show there. Yeah, just a good time. We still are, Tufts is not in session yet, so it's still kind of a little bit sparse here on WMFO in Medford. It's a good time, though. You're listening to Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. If you detect a bit of a cold, then thank you for caring about me. You're doing a lot. I appreciate it. I appreciate that you're like, oh, maybe he's sick. Hopefully he feels better. Hopefully that's your next thought. If it's not, then you know what? I just gotta shirk off that negativity, man. It's 2018. I gotta be living my best life. Nah, it's all right. It's all right. I read a lot of books over the break. I might talk about them. Probably won't. I do have some new music. I do have some indie music and some other random stuff that has been being played at the old Rubrite household. As you know, if you were at the New Year's party, I moved my receiver and my speakers into my living room. They were sort of in, like, the living room number two, which is sort of a bedroom that we just, like, use. Because there's only two of us. And, as you know, Molly and I, my wife, we live in the same room. It's pretty nice. So we moved the receiver into, like, the main room. That's where, like, the Christmas tree was and stuff. And it's just been pretty good, man. We're rolling in there, blasting some NPR. You know, hooking up the aux cord, getting some albums put down, you know, during breakfast or lunch when we're just kind of sitting there staring at each other. Shout out to Molly, probably waking up, tuning in. She's got nights tonight, so, you know, good thoughts. Yeah, whatever. All right, cool, sweet. Okay, this is a song that was in a ski video that I just saw, so there's that.
Oh, dope as shit.
This burden is done.
set you free. You lived a lie until I was gone, pretending I was the only one. Keep tripping up on the things I say. It never worked, but we lived it anyway. Cradle to grave, I'll be trailing you. I dreamt I broke your heart and the dream came true.
Okay, yeah. This is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. I'm a little bit sick. It's okay. There's always like a sort of a thing going around at this point. 2017 doesn't die easy. We listened to Forget Me by Born Ruffians. Pretty Okay by Slaughter Beach, Dog. I Miss Those Days by Bleachers. Because I'm Me by the Avalanches. That's the song from the ski video. And then a friend of mine texted me that he was skiing. And that sort of made me start thinking about, like, man, I used to have some pretty dope ski playlists that I would load onto my Sony MP3 player. Here's a quick Christmas story. As like a kid in 2007, yeah, like the year before I went off to college, the thing that I wanted the most in the world was a CD player. 2007, I wanted a CD player. And so my parents were like, that's dumb. Maybe he doesn't know that there's MP3 players now. And so they get me like a Sony MP3 player that actually does conveniently like sync with my, at that point it was like Microsoft Media Player, Windows Media Player. Oh yeah, Windows Media. Oh, whew. Wait, was that a program? Yeah, it like synced with that, and I'm like, oh man, I got all my jams on here, you know, all the Weezer that I'm listening to always is gonna be on here and accessible. But I was sort of bummed out that I didn't have a CD player, and my parents were just like, I don't understand, like maybe your memory isn't great. CD players are not as good as MP3 players now. Yeah, okay, there's like the loss, like audiophile stuff. 2007, Nate, was not like audiophile. Like, mom, the wavelength and the bit rate, you cuts it up into too few slices and then it interpolates the wave. I wasn't doing that yet. Eventually, that statement did come out of my mouth in all seriousness, but it wasn't in 2007, that's for sure. Point is, this little Sony guy was the greatest thing ever to like just play music on, and it stored a lot. And so, yeah, I remember listening to the song that really comes to mind is The Freshman by Verve Pipe. If you've ever heard that one, boy, is it depressing. We were only freshmen. Yeah, that song, I don't know what I like. It's, you know, on the slopes of the old Seven Springs in outside of Pittsburgh, my hometown. It was great to just sort of hit it hard, and you're listening to The Freshman, and you're like hitting these pretty non-consequential jumps. It was a solid time. I'll be honest with you, solid time. Other songs, Stay Lost by Destroyer, This Isn't My Song by Tennis, that came last year. We Call It Love by the album Artist Stars off the album There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light. That's a 17er. There's a few 2018 tracks that I'm going to do. I'm going to play one by a band coming up here called Triathlon. You gotta work harder. I like the song, I really do. You gotta work harder to name your band Triathlon. Not a great name. You can't just name your thing like, oh, we just, what are we gonna do? Triathlon. Maybe people will think that we're decent swimmers. I don't know. I mean, like, even like under, let's talk about the circumstances that you name your band Triathlon. There are two. The first one is all, however many of you, are triathletes. Triathletes. That'd be a great band name. Circumstance one, though, is that you're all triathletes, and you're like, okay, let's name it after a thing we like to do. We like to play music, and then there's this other. We like to swim, bike, and run. Not a great name, because then you meet other people, and whatever music you're trying to play. Maybe if you love triathlons and you're trying to play music that's geared towards people who run and bike and swim triathlons, that's great. I can imagine that it's somewhere along the lines of like, you know, 4733 that LCD Sound System made, where it's just like, hey, we're going to make this album for running. Actually, it turns out that they didn't do that. They just sort of duped Nike into like $1 million. No, but that you do it and it's like, okay, well, great. You know, we've got this great song and these great songs you put on, and like it's, you know, sort of aquatic themed, and then it's you know, biking themed, whatever. I could see that totally. And then you sell it to Brooks, and Brooks is like, hey, this is great, like you did a great thing for us, and this is only gonna sort of promote the world of triathlons. Second circumstance is nobody does triathlons, and it's sort of almost this joke that you're like, look, the last thing we would do as these group of people who's in this band together are doing triathlons. In that case, it's one of those things where why even do that? You might as well name your band Space Travelers. You know, it's just one of those things where like it's really specific, but everyone knows what a triathlon is. They know it's hard and physically demanding, but it's not something that you necessarily are like aspirationally naming your band anyway. It's fine. You're still gonna hear the song next. Here we go. Thank you.
working tumors and I'm cross-eyed. Got my feelings all wrong on a bad night. And I don't wanna go back to this place where I just left it. Got me too down to have fun now, but I'm just saying.
Save me from myself. Don't forsake. woman and go and choose somebody else. 'Cause I know we're connected by love. Yes, I know we're connected, connected, connected by love. Yes, I'm infected. I need to be protected by your love. We're connected. We're connected.
Okay, yeah, okay. This is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. You listen to Sometimes by Triathlon, Connected by Love by Jack White. That's a new one. Thanks, Anton. Yeah, he had two. He has two singles out in 2000. Ocho. Check him out. That was one. Got You a Ride by Old Man Canyon. I think I got another one in the chamber by Old Man Canyon coming up here at some point. We'll see. I think I can go just sort of however long that I want, because I think the next person coming here is not until 6, so that'd be cool. And then also Hazel English, More Like You. It's just a cool, it's a cool song. I like that. It's More Like You. That's a single. I expect an album. Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go, everyone. Numbers to think about: American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the alcohol population. Okay, all right. Numbers to think about: American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all. Another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I'm like looking at that. I guess, yeah, the takeaway there is it's only really about 10% of the population that drinks more than, that drinks far more than really any of the rest of his stuff. So it's the perception that everybody drinks that's not true. That's your takeaway. Yeah, I had some requests. I have some friends doing some skiing. So I had a pretty sweet text, my friend Anton, who might come up here. You need to make up your mind about that, to see Land of Talk and Girlpool and whoever else. You know, he was like, hey man, put some ski tracks on there and I'll download them onto my Zune. Anton's still a Zune user. I was. Mine broke. There is no recourse to a broken Zune. Also, shout out to him for keeping that, just like the technology, the Zune technology alive. And if anybody's listening who had a Zune, which I'm assuming all of you, if you listen to the last story, then you know I was pretty like not getting an iPod at a pretty early age. Yeah, I went straight from like Sony discontinued MP3 player directly to Zune. The software that the Zune used was the best music software. And if you look at how Google Play Music organizes their music nowadays, it's almost exactly similar to how Zune used to do it. If I would say this, it's a little even less smooth than the Zune software. You pull up that Zune program on your Windows Vista computer, not much else worked, but man, that worked. And it was awesome. And you had the whole like song, album, song, album. You could figure out stuff by year. And there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of user stuff that Google Play Music is still trying to get to. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah. The next couple of songs I'm going to play, at least the next, let's see here. I have 5. They're all kind of 90s songs, like 90s, early 2000s. But I can say this. I don't have any of my old ski playlists, but I can say definitively these were on there. So enjoy. Here's some songs to ski to while you also travel back in time.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able, and I break at the bend. Here and sure to fade away again. She drinks champagne, dreams, strawberries of her eyes.
Hey, hold up 1 second. We'll be right back.